I honestly think they realise the game. Tim Sheens, if he was involved with these player movements, he understands the game has gone from being a fast game to a big game. The referees are not policing the ruck. They're not policing the 10 to the same degree they used to. And the smaller, fitter, mobile players the West Tigers have that have built up over the years that were core members of the 2005 Grand Final are unable to have the same effect and impact in today's game. The club needed to make some changes. They couldn't have three forwards, even though they're of a very high calibre, in Liam Fulton, Chris Hynington and Gareth Ellis, playing on the field at the same time. Oppositions ate them for breakfast. Teams like South Sydney, the Sydney Roosters, Canterbury Bulldogs, with big forward packs, ran roughshod over the West Tigers every time they met. Sheen started to make some changes. I didn't agree with all of them. Whether it was him only, whether it was Humphreys, I'm not sure. Those changes upset the players. The players now have come back through various ways and means to the club. The club has made this decision. That's how I see it.
Yeah, look, and to be honest, stuff happens in sport. Players go to other teams all the time, halfway through the year, at the end of the year. You know, like, well, look at Penrith. Luke Lewis, they made that tough call. But they made it, and it was out in the open. It was there. It was done.
Yeah.
And that was obviously a tough call for them, because Luke Lewis, by
Admission,
yeah, this is what I was looking for, wanted to stay.
Yeah.
And things like that. And obviously Manly wanting to get rid of Brent Kite, who's been a fairly loyal and very popular with the fans.
Yep.
They're prepared to release him if someone offers some money for him. Whether or not he's coming to the West Tigers, he's... it's kind of up in the air now, I would assume, as is with most people who were possibly going to sign on with them. Mm-hmm. What does this do for Anasta now, who came over when Sheens was there, signed when Sheens was there because he had a chat to Tim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that kind of stuff.
It does put everything up in the air, but you would think that now that they're looking for a new coach, they would not move on player personnel at this stage, except possibly retention.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I agree. And, yeah, it's just a messy situation, and it's not going to go away soon. Hopefully they can sort it out relatively quickly. Hopefully they can select a coach relatively quickly. I would say after Grand Final week, obviously. If they're looking at people like Kevin Walters, who is Bellamy's assistant.
Nick Potter is another name that's come up. Peter Gentle was named, but he's gone over to Hull FC.
Yep.
And he will remain there, he said. Matt Parrish, the ex-Balmain back rower, who is Jeff Toovey's assistant at Manly.
Yep.
Or is up to this point. He's actually going to go to be Ricky Stewart's offsider unless he gets a head coaching job. Wrong. So, and there's been a couple of other names mentioned as well, but they're kind of the big names that look the most likely. Tigers MS, do you see them leaning in any of those directions? Nathan Brown would be the other one to add on top of that.
Yeah, look, I would think they might go someone like Kevin Walters, who's probably not well known to a lot of the guys, I would imagine. In terms of coaching-wise, because I don't think he would coach many of them.
Yeah.
So it would be a totally fresh kind of feel, and you know, there'll be totally fresh kind of relationships forming. So there'll be, well, I don't know. I guess competition for points for places.
Yeah.
So you know, like number 7 jersey, for example, would be up for grabs. Like the way Jacob Miller's going. In the 20s, this is his final year in the 20s, I'm pretty certain.
Yeah.
you know, would he be up against Anasta?
Mm.
Would Anasta be playing 13 because Sheridan wouldn't be back for the start of the year? You know, now that they've got a few, now that they've shed a few back rowers.
Yeah.
You know, that there's a lot of that stuff coming, and so that new coach, I think, probably needs to be someone who's not all that familiar with the players, I would reckon. And then, yeah, just have to start again, and that's why I don't think there'll be immediate success in this coming season.
Well, we will discuss more detail that in the season review, where we also look ahead to 2013. That will be on next week's show, the final show for the year. But obviously you can always go to the website www.pooleygsports.com for updates, because the show always goes on at the website. We talk other sports like NFL, cricket, any of the sports that go on in our summer months here in Australia, and in the winter months over in North America and also Europe. And you can follow us on Twitter. TigersMS is at TigersMS78, and I'm at Paulie G Sports. Very easy to find us there to get all the latest info. We need to keep moving on. I will say this, my mail still is at Matt Parrish will get the job, but we'll hopefully know by next week's show. Let's talk something positive right now. The two teams that are playing in this week's grand final, Balmain Ride Eastwood, booked their place in the New South Wales Cup grand final with a 26-24 win over Newcastle Knights at Leichhardt Oval on Sunday. They had to overcome a bit of a Knights comeback at the death, but a mistake right near full time by Newcastle ensured the victory. They had the error from the kickoff because with 90 seconds to go, it was Nkwama that went over for the Knights to get Newcastle within two. Now, the Tigers have come from eighth spot. It's been a great job from them, and they've certainly enjoyed having some guys with first grade experience like Tom Humble, Ray Cashmere, Junior Moores, and Masad Isoefa back in the side. They play, amazingly enough, Tigers MS, the seventh ranked team in Newtown Jets.
I know. That's
the minor
crazy.
Premiers Canterbury.
You have the NRL with one and two. And
it's crazy.
Use a finals cup with seven and eight in the same system.
It goes to show how important home ground is. I mean, they've been playing most of those games at Leichhardt Oval, so that's kind of helped. And if you look at under 20s, they've got 3v4, which we'll talk about in a moment. And, you know, the Warriors finished second, but they never got a home game because they had to play, you know, where the main game was as the curtain raiser. And I think it really makes a difference, that home ground, because in the NRL, obviously, you get that advantage and one is playing two. But that's kind of by the by. Of course, if you download our other podcast, NRL Live, at the website, you can certainly hear us talk more about that. But Newtown Jets, who are Sydney Roosters club or feeder club, they'll be playing them. Daniel Mortimer is a big part of sort of their movements forward. Can they win the Jets? Can they beat the Jets on Sunday?
Yeah, I think they can. They'll definitely have to shut down Daniel Mortimer, because was it the game before this one where Newtown won in extra time?
Yeah.
He dragged him back into that game, and he's obviously their go-to guy. But the Tigers, they do have a pretty good forward pack for a New South Wales Cup game. They're all fairly sizable, and then you have NRL
experience.
NRL experience in Moores, I swear, for Kashmir. And also, depends who plays on the bench, I'm not sure, because they've named 14-24.
Last week it was Ava Sunamafage, Takela Naihavaro, Pat Politone, and Dane Chisholm. But you're right, they name a massive bench.
It's a massive bench.
I like Link Port. Sounds like he should be in some sort of movie.
Yeah. but you have a Sean Meany at the back, and you've got Tim Samana in the centres, and Tom Humble playing the 5-8. They do have a fair bit across the park. I think they can do it. they've come through all the tough games, and so I guess you would just enjoy playing in this one because you probably, you know, in the back of your mind thought it would be great to make the GF, but, you know, we don't think we'll make it from eighth. But now you're there, you might as well enjoy it and you might as well win it.
And we don't know if this club will exist in the same fashion next year, whether Ryde Eastwood will just take over totally or whether they will just become the West Tigers outfit. So there's a lot of emotion as well. And guys like Ray Cashmere, who came mid-season, obviously it'd be a nice way for him to finish the year. Both teams will be on a massive high because they've both been, you know, on big win streaks to get there. So it's hard to say whether, you know, the roll-on that would obviously be a positive effect, you know, will actually be a difference maker because they both should have that. But I do like the Tigers, even though I'm a bit worried about those big Roosters or Jets forwards. I do like the Tigers to win that one. And then, of course, the under-20s game, the National Youth Cup. The West Tigers coming from fourth. They had the week off after beating the minor premiers Canterbury. They had an excellent win over the Sydney Roosters under-20s team. It was another game where the Tigers had lost to them during the year twice, and you wondered whether those big Roosters players would sort of go over the top of them again. Well, it was close, 28-22, but thanks mainly to Marika Corabetti, who scored three and set up another. They had a five tries to four victory, 28-22. And one of the guys as well, Matt Mulcahy, I'm very impressed with, up from Mullumbimby, he is actually. And obviously Jacob Miller, which you've mentioned earlier, and their prop Moisa Futuaka. And Nathan Brown, now, I've got to see whether he's been named because he went off with a big injury.
He has been named on the bench, but he's going to have a fitness test, obviously, because he went down with a bad ankle injury.
Right. Yeah, that was a nasty injury right towards the end of the game too. So that would be a big blow if he is unable to play because he was excellent off the bench on the weekend. But again, this time the Tigers playing a pretty red-hot Canberra side, which includes Edric Lee, who's just outstanding. He's every bit the player that Corabetti looks like, so that'll be a great matchup. But can the Tigers win?
Look, they can. They beat Canberra in Canberra 15-6 last game, and that was in the rain down at Bruce. I was really impressed with how they tackled the Roosters. The Roosters thrashed them both times, absolutely caned them.
Yeah,
40-20 and 40-18 or something like that. Both times they were just way too good, way too big. But they did the job. Everyone tackled really well and defended really well. Jacob Miller really led the team quite well with his kicks, and also he's getting quite good with his sleight of hand, passing wise, like hitting either the second man or the front man close to the line. He's going quite well, and obviously Curtis Rowe, and you mentioned both the wingers before. They're going pretty well. Yeah, the only worry, is that Nathan Brown, because he's really good off the bench. I definitely think they can beat Canberra. They're going to have to shut down Mitch Cornish, though.
That's a great lineup. The two halfbacks, two captains. It's a great matchup, I should say, Cornish versus Miller.
Yeah, because he was pretty good when the Raiders thrashed the Dragons, who had for 2 weeks in a row put 40 on other teams. So the Dragons are obviously playing all right. Yeah. It'll be close. It'll be very close. I think that the last six times Tigers and Canberra played in the NYC, there's been four of those six have been in single-figure wins for either side. So, I reckon it'll be a close one. I reckon the Tigers probably do it, let's say, on the back of a Corabetti interception.
Yeah, look, I think you're right that Corabetti is the X factor for the West Tigers. He was just unbelievable last week. I mean, they don't win that game without him, or even if he only does half as well. It was just, I mean, rarely have you seen a winger, especially with his limited experience of playing rugby league, be able to stand up in such a huge game and just take total control. I mean, he's a winger.
Yeah.
And he did. He just took command of that match. I mean, every time the Tigers needed something, he took the ball and he was simply unstoppable.
Mm. Seems like he really benefited from a couple of games in the top grade.
Yeah. He looked so confident. I mean, he was the guy even at the end. He took the ball and kicked it out, you know, and you're thinking, well, usually the halfback does that, you know, like...
Yeah,
that he had wherewithal. It was quite funny that someone that doesn't have a lot of rugby league experience, you know, was able to realise that's what he needed to do in that situation. So
yeah, just a quick stat. Apparently, there's been no better team in possession with the ball in the NYC than Canberra. They averaged 6 tries per game throughout the year, and every one of their starting backline players has scored 10 tries or more this year. On the other side, the Tigers, no team has been better at stopping points. The Tigers concede less than 4 tries per game. So, that should set it up pretty nicely.
Certainly that game against the Roosters, it was only 4 all at half time. I don't know if we've seen any other under-20s game, certainly one that wasn't weather-affected. It's like that. Okay, we need to move on to the last word. We are out of time here. RMS, what is it?
Yeah, look, it's just going to be a quick word on Tim Sheens. Basically, he came to the club and no one wanted to come to the Tigers. It was just a dumping ground for guys who were trying to get their last paycheck. Then we had that horribly undisciplined era of Terry Lamb, where you had the John Hubbardi era, then you had, you know, a couple of loose cannons, Craig Field, Kevin McGuinness, those kind of guys.
Yeah.
Tim Sheens came to the club, cleaned it out, cleaned it up. He attracted guys. He took a chance on Scott Prince, and that paid massive dividends for the club. Bought through a number of juniors, you know, once their systems were in place. Tim Sheens has done a hell of a lot for the Tigers, and you'd hate to think that this year would be what he'd be remembered by. Because basically he's turned a team no one wanted to go to a team that it seems to be in the papers, at least for in the running for every single player's signature. So it must mean that players certainly want to come along. Hopefully this latest episode doesn't ruin that and tarnish what Sheens has built. I just hope that whatever happens is that, I do hope Sheen stays on. I hope that all of the stuff that he's done for the club is not forgotten. And, hopefully we can hang on to him in some shape or form.
Well, that's a very, very good last word, and certainly agree with you there. So that's the end of the show. I've only got one to go. Seeing Balmain ride Eastwood are in the grand final. Let's end with this little one. And Tigers MS, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.